Today's shiur is sponsored by Rav Chana Steinfeld in honor of his granddaughter's chasana. Mazel tov. This week's shiur will be on Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. And it's not as partial as people think. The Gemara of Shabbos, that Chafei on the day, the Gemara says, Hadlokas Ner Chayva. Gemara says, Hadlokas Ner Ner B'Shabbos is a chayva. Rashi speaks out chayva. Covered who? Chain suda chashuva elab makaim ur. A suda is not suda chashiv unless it is light there. Can your mama like daylight? However, Tysus over here says, seems to argue Rashi, and he says that he says, Pirish welcome suda. The chayvish he said the makam ner mishum einig. He doesn't say visa as covered Shabbos. He says the visa is the chayv the person should have a meal as einig Shabbos. And same thing speaks out again. Taisus the next one after another and the next following taisus the maschad adlakos and the maschad chayva. The same thing again. It's as einig Shabbos. And the same thing speaks out the Rosh and Ran and Rashba and not like Rashi. Like a benetam. That the Einik Shabbos is mashma like that from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mecha Shabbos, Perakei Halach Aleph, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos, Einim Vishus. Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is not Vishus, Eloch, Zechayva, it's a chayva on every person. Vechad Noshim, doesn't make difference, men or women, Chayavim Liyas B'Tem, their dog B'Shabbos. They have to have a candle burning on Shabbos. Rafil Einim Ayachal, even if he doesn't have what to eat, Shab Sachem, he goes knocks on the doors to get money, Lekech Shem, and he buys himself oil, Umadak Asner, Shezeh Bechlal Einik Shabbos. So again, the Rambam speaks out because of a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. However, even though the Rambam says in Periklamid, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Tzorach Lesakim Beisa and Vajayim, when they covered Shabbos, the person has to Mesakim in his house, as covered Shabbos, v'yene adolek v'shulchan aruch v'mitzvah mutzas kolei l'covered Shabbos. In a person, the Rambam speaks out in Paraglamin, when you're stuck in your house, you have to clean the house, you have to have nail burning, shulchan aruch, table set, mitzvah mutzas, the bed made, all this is covered Shabbos. So in one place it calls it any Shabbos, in one place it calls it covered Shabbos. It's not a stira, because the biagra speaks out in Siman Tov Kuf Chavches Sif Aleph in the end of Hilchos Yontif. He says in the Amor, but he uses it here to this Rambam. He says that which says Er Shabbos, when you prepare for Er Shabbos, that's covered Shabbos. However, on Shabbos itself, it's Einik Shabbos. And same thing speaks out the Biskarav in Chedush Hazach in the stencils. He speaks out there when he has this thing the Chayi has to see in Rambam. And says, no, one is talking Erev Shabbos, that's covered Shabbos. And one is talking on Shabbos, which is Einik Shabbos. So some of the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph covered the Einik, that covered the Einik are two different in Yon completely. The Rambam says, Abba Dvar Nemu B'Shabbos, Einim Minatoya, Shnai Minatoya, four things are said on Shabbos. One is Minatoya, and Shnai Midivis Seifim. And two of them are Medivisayim Medirabonon. Medirabonon, Medivisayim could be the Shai, what Medivisayim means. Then, for Ashram, then Yavim, explain to the Nuvim. Shevetaya, it says Zachar Vishama. That's Minataya. Zachar Vishama, that, first has to know Shabbos and remember Shabbos. Spasha, then Yavim, covered with Einig. And the Nuvim, there's the Inyav covered with Einig Shabbos. Shenema, the Karasa, Shabbos, Einig. That's one thing. And then he says the Rambam says Allah Habez is there covered the Shomer Chomish Mitzvah Adam Lichas Ponav Yad Razav. He has to wash his hands and face and feet the Chamer with hot water. They have Shabbos and they cover Shabbos and we started the Tzitzis and he has to wrap himself with Tzitzis Yerushib Bekarvi Rosh Meichal HaKabal to Shabbos. Person has to wait. I mean, the Kabbal Shabbos that way. Like he's going to meet a king. And then he says, Allah HaGimel, I'm a covered Shabbos, Shayyimash Ksus Nikiyah. That's what's negated covered Shabbos. And Halacha Zayin says, "Ezer Einig Zeh Shomer Chachamim Shetzav Asakin Tasho Shomer Yaisa," that you have to pay yourself a meal that Shomer Yaisa. I mean, doctors don't like to hear this. Shomer Yaisa, full of schmaltz, very fatty and so on. Shomer Yaisa, Umashkim Avushim, and food that's mamish, you know, it's full of fat and so on. L'shabes Hakol Ufim Emayna Shaladon, a person can afford. So you see again, the Rambam says, it says on Shabbos, there's any covered Shabbos and any Shabbos. Ledina, the Mechaber Paskins, and Reis Tamagimel Seveis, like the Shittas Taisa Rambam and the rest of the Shainim, like the Ran Rajman Rosh. He says, Echa Anoshim, the Echa Anoshim, Chayav and Lewis retain their Dolok B'Shabbos. Shetzeh B'chal Oini Shabbos. So the Mechaber Paskins, like the Shittas Taisa Rambam, that on Shabbos, any of Oini Shabbos. And same thing in Mishabur, in many places, in Reisam and Gimel, in Sifkon Aleph, Sifkon Yud, Sifkon Chafei, and all this is not like Rashi. Rashi says, the reason that our covered Shabbos, and most of Shainim say, it's our Oni Shabbos. It's Machos to Shainim, and the Mechaber Pashtun, like most of Shainim, will hold that on Shabbos, it's our Oni Shabbos, not our covered Shabbos. However, that's the Chayus vice versa like that. However, it's impossible to say that. Why? Because Tysus himself, when he brings down Ben Atam, he says, let's say you have a candle burning. Those times didn't have lights. We'll soon talk about lights. But if someone had candles burning, if someone had a candle burning, and ready at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right before Pagra Mincha, a candle was burning already, Ben Atam says, if it was burning before Pagra Mincha, when it comes to Pagra Mincha, you have to blow it out and light it again. As long as you don't light it too early, shouldn't light it before Pagra Mincha, relight it again before Pagra Mincha, and don't light it after Shkia, when you're not allowed to light anymore, because of the Chilul Shabbos. So our Moshe's Medayik, in Zibbis Moshe, in Perek Beis, end of Ahar Mem Gimel, he's Medayik from the Taisis, that the Chaya, you have to send your Ben Atam, he also holds the Svarav covered Shabbos also, not the Svarav only on Shabbos, but he also holds the time, even though he says Anik Shabbos, but he also holds the time of covered Shabbos also. Why? Because if it was the time of Anik Shabbos, so why do you have to put it out before Shabbos? We have to have a 4 o'clock of Mincha. We have to blow it out and relight it again. If the time is because of Anik Shabbos, there's Anik Shabbos even if it's burning from beforehand. As long as it's burning from 2 o'clock and on, the candle. But on Shabbos will be still burning, then it's still on Shabbos. So Elamai must be the reason Titus holds us cover Shabbos. Because so if it was lit before Pagra Mincha, then you have to blow it out. You have to blow it out and relight it again, because that's be nikud for cover Shabbos. Because if it's burning from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not nikud cover Shabbos. So therefore, so Moshe says it has to be the reason of a Bein Tam of cover Shabbos also. So it comes out that Tosfos, even though Rabbeinu Tam holds only of the reason, mentions the word Anik Shabbos, but he also holds the reason of covered Shabbos also. So therefore you have to say Rabbeinu Tam holds both things. You need a Ner on Shabbos itself of covered Shabbos and Anik Shabbos. And same thing, we look in the Aruch HaShulchan, and Reish Tam and Gimel Sifkan Beis says in the Rambam, he says in the Rambam, that you need both. The place where you eat, where you light candles, that's covered Shabbos. And the rest of the rooms in the house, let's say bedroom, dining rooms, hallways and so on, bathrooms, all these things that you light up on Shabbos. What's the difference between covered Shabbos and Shabbos? Covered Shabbos, it's chashuv for the meal to have some light, to have light there, to see what you're eating. And the other chazor, the reason why you need light, is shalei kashal v'eitz in heaven. You shouldn't chip over anything. You can see where you're going. You should knock into a door. You should knock into a closet. You should knock into anything else. You shouldn't chip over shoes that are laying around. Other things are laying around the house. So you should see where you're going. So that's Einik Shabbos. They should not be kashal. The Eitz Evan. That's what the Moshe writes. That's what the Moshe writes in the Dibris Moshe. The same thing I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa and Perek Mem Gimel Sifkan Rav. He also, I think, he quotes from Shem Zaman. That's all one reason. And he says, there's no machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. There's no nafkin, there's both covered Shabbos and Shabbos. Rashi picks out the word covered Shabbos, and testing things out on Shabbos. But really, they both agree. There's no machlokes. It's just the question is where you use it. If it's by the Suda, then it's covered Shabbos. If it's a rested place of house, then it's on Shabbos. Interestingly, there's a Chuman Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, in Siman Yud Aleph, and also the Taisa Shabbos from a Kadmon. And over here in Reish Tam Gimel, they use the words opposite. They say for the Suda, it's Einik Shabbos. But for the rest of the house, you shouldn't skip over anything, it's covered Shabbos. But the Meister doesn't make enough Kamina, Ladina, it's just the which words you use, covered Shabbos, Einik Shabbos. So in the rest of the Shir, when we talk about Einik Shabbos, we're talking about Shei Kosher Eitz Eden. And if we're talking about the meal itself, then it's about covered Shabbos. I just tell you.
What's the reason? Shamar Rezafer. What's Oneg? What's Chiyu? What's Kavit? It doesn't say Kavit. It's Shamar Rezafer.
Right.
So what does Shamar go on? The Kavit? Does it go on the Oneg?
And everything. Chiyu? Anything that's covered. Everything that's covered in any Shabbos, including everything.
And what's Rezafer?
Oh, all together. Zachar Shamar. Zachar Shamar. There's different things that the Shamar is to keep you away from Leishesses, and Zachar is to keep you from Essay. That's what it's for. Alright. Zangman speaks out, vice versa, and it's not a steer to the Gro we said before. Before he mentioned the Gro and the Biskarov, they both say that Kavod Shabbos is before Shabbos, and only Shabbos on Shabbos itself, but that's a gayer preparing for Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, everyone agrees that it's Kavod and only Shabbos together. They all agree to this. And same thing vice versa, you look through the Mishnah Berurah, through Siman Reish Tam Gimel, in Sifkan Aleph, Sifkan Gimel, Sifkan Chafei, Sifkan Lamed, Sifkan Lamed Aleph, Sifkan Memhei, he says the reason on Shabbos, Shai Kosha Beis Evan. And in Sifkan Gimel, he says when you make the bracha, the mocha, you light the bachila, you write from him, it's about covered Shabbos. And same thing vice versa, Sifkan Mem. And also, if you look through the Mishnah Berurah, through Reish Tam Gimel, when I say Mishmur means the Mogavram, seems to extend to the most parts of that. That's enough for one reason alone. It's important halacha to know. That's for the wrong, that for one reason alone is enough to make a bracha. Let's say there's no, the only have is covered Shabbos. Only Shabbos alone, for one reason alone, is enough to make a bracha. Alright. Some achrayim that I saw talk about the sinyan, they bring it a third reason. So now we're saying covered Shabbos and only Shabbos. There's a third reason of shalom bayis. The Gemara in Shabbos says in Chav Gimel on the base. The Gemara says Ne'er Beisai Mikidush Hayom. You have enough money. You have choice to buy Ne'er for the house or Kiddush for Shabbos. You have money for Kiddush. So Gemara says Ne'er Beisai Adav. Better spend the money to buy candles. Mishum Shalom Bayis. So Chayisi, there's a third reason. So some achrayim want to say this covered Shabbos, Einik Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis, the third reason. However, let me finish. So you have enough, and same thing vice versa in the Gemara, and that's Chav Heyon Beis like that also. However, you look in Rashi says in Chav Gimel Beis, the Shalom Bayis, Hainu Shabnei Beisim, it's Tarim Reshe Bechoshech. What's the Shalom Bayis? Because they don't want to sit in the dark. So that's the same reason for Einik Shabbos, like we said before. Shev Kosher Reis Eben. So it's Nichlal, so really, it's really only two reasons, and not three reasons. And the Mishnah Berurah and Magavram, all these Paiskim, no means down Shalom. It's just Heintek a Paiskim, I say, is the third reason. But Anderson in the Paiskim, in the Dera Paiskim, I say, there's only two reasons, Kavod Shabbos and Einik Shabbos. And it's a Furush and Rush. I looked around, I found it says Furush and Rush like that. Rush says, Eisam Gimel Sif Kotten Aleph, he says like this, is Lashon. Yehi Zohar, Bilasis, Ne'er Yofa, the Shabbos, Shizev Gamkein, Zer Gamkein, the Einik Shabbos, Kishabayis Mole Eila, the Zer Nitra Shalom Bayis. That's called Shalom Bayis. He puts it together. Einik Shalom Bayis is Hainahach. So you see, Claude, the little shell like that, that's Zer Shalom Bayis, Nichla, and Einik Shabbos. So right now we've got to say the two things. Kavod Shabbos, Einik Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, it's good to have lighting when you eat. Enjoy the meal better when you see light and so on. His candles there lighting also, it's also a covered Shabbos. And Einik Shabbos is the Kosher of 8 to 11. That seems the consensus of Kama Gedoyla Achreinim, and that's how I pass through Medina. And now we'll talk about electricity today. Now today, things change completely. Not the halacha changes, But since the Mitzvah changes, so the Gedarim go a little differently. What's the din? Is man hazeh yav kashmal. You have electricity today. So, the reason you light candles after any Shabbos, shalei kashem beit heaven, the chayah falls away a bit. It's even, we'll get to in a second about falling away. If let's say, before they had chashmal, so they had candles. Let's say, if there's light that came in from outside, you had windows. In old times, they didn't have windows even. We have everything. In those times, they had windows, we had boards that crawled out the windows. They want the light, you took away the boards, you might get a cold and so on, but you had windows. But it was winter time, they froze. But it was just a board that blocked off a hole in the wall, and they put a board there. If they want light, they took away the board, so they had light coming in. So there's a tshuva in Panamiris, the Shai Tshuva quotes, and Reish Tam Gimel, Sifkan Gimel, that says, let's say, is light coming in, they want Mesakna Bracha. You don't have to say Bracha because of that. Why? Because there's no Chash, you're Kosher Beis Eden. If you have light coming in constantly into your house, so there's no Chash, you're Kosher Beis Eden, so Mela, there's no reason to make a Bracha, except the Shai Tshuva B'Shem Panamiris. And same thing speaks out, the Shvus Yitzchak and Ches, he brings down from Yashu, same thing also. And he quotes the Shulis Maril. Maril says, Erechim Hamadlikim Bechedram, the guests that light candles in their rooms. Kim Sheinim Erechim Shram Hasuda, since they don't need the Suda there in their rooms, they have to be Minaya, if they want to make a bracha on the candles they're lighting in the room, Tzrichim Lemnaya Knesis Ar Mechut, that the block of the no light is coming from outside. Because light coming from outside, then you can't make a bracha. Because you're not going to hurt yourself anyway, Kosher Beis Eden, because you have light coming from outside. So that's the Maril, that you have to block off the windows, whatever it is, make sure it's dark in the room, then light candles, so you Kosher Beis Eden. There should not be a bracha of Atala. That's what it quotes the Maril. Let me finish. That's what it quotes the Maril. So it comes according to this. If this is what Parmim says, and this is what Shvus Yitzchak speaks out, B'Shem Le'yashiv, and B'Shem Maril, so it comes out, today we have chashmal, you have in the hallway, you have in the bathroom, you have lights all over, the whole time of Einik Shabbos falls away with lighting candles there.
In the old days,
I'm trying to lead to something.
Let her light the lights in the room itself.
We'll get to that, we're talking, it's part of the shiur. Probably
should. Outside, yeah. 3 hours,
not going to
be there.
Huh? We have street lights coming in.
Now we have street lights. Okay. That's the problem.
Then we got the moonlight. Yeah, moonlight coming in.
That would depend on the year.
Yeah. Right. But that's what the point of says. If you have somewhere other, but hook back, go take a neighbor's house. You have a light coming from a neighbor's house. Whatever it is. Then you should block it off so you should be able to make a bracha. That's what the point of says. All right. And my rooster like that also. Okay. So it comes out. The time of light of any Shabbos is Kamat falls away. So it has to be done. What would be with this chashmal with Mokum Achila? Today everyone has in the dining room. They eat a meal, Shabbos meal in the dining room. There's light there. Do you have to make a bracha? So it comes out, these Shabbos, can you make a bracha on Neris or not? You have light already. So what do you gain by having Neris here? Since you have already, you have the covered Shabbos, you have the Neris here ready, you have the Chashmal here, so, and Bechlau, you ask any young mothers who have young children running around the house, they say anyway, they'd rather have the lights and the candles. Why? Because the kids knock over, sometimes will Chas HaShem knock over the candles, the Neris the whole time, they might knock over the candles, and they'll cause a fire on Shabbos. So it wouldn't matter if you ask her, would you rather have candles or have electric lights burning, she would say that she might have electric lights burning. But the mice, we all have candles. So how can you make a bracha? What's the covered Shabbos? Any Shabbos there is if you have lights there ready. Huh? We're getting to everything. We're starting off, okay? The Chalal Kasha, the Mechaber says, and raise some of Gimo Sifchet. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivra. The Chalal is Shver from an Alfin of Mechaber. Mechaber says in Reish Samer Gimel Sif Ches. The Mechaber says Beis a Gimel Balabatim Eichel Mechel Echad. Two or three Balabatim are eating in one place. Let's say they're on a business trip. They're somewhere out of town and eating together in a meal together. So yes, amen. Shekol Echel Mechel Echel. Everyone is going to light their own candles, so each one makes a bracha on their own menorah. The Yesh Gangazam says, we have to all three light. Let's one make a bracha for all three together. V'nachah to machoikis. Mechav being two days. V'nachah, and the Mechav says, V'nachah is on the Tzav bracha, but since it's a Shaila, so it's a Tzav bracha, V'yivorach el echot. One person should make a bracha, and be maisir out of two people. However, Amor says, is maisir, V'anu l'nayin came. We know that each one makes their own bracha. That's what we pass on the first day. That each one makes their own bracha. And what's the reason of the first day? The Mishabura says in Sifkan Laman Hey, the Chol Mashi Mitzayitiv Ayra Yeshba Shalom Bayis Vishmi Yisrael Anos Ayra the Chol Zavis is Zavis. The more light you have in the room, the more enjoyable the Shabbos is. The more the Shabbos is, There's more behind us in covered Shabbos. So l'chayah, today, that we have chashmal, and Baruch Hashem, the room is lit very well, and the candles are not much oil. How much of the candle I give? Probably nothing. Or a mashu, or so on. So it's no tosis oil. So l'chayah, according to this, a woman should not make a bracha b'zman hazeh and our candles. She should light without bracha, because, we're still talking about make a bracha on chashmal, but the chayyim should not. A woman who she likes makes a bracha on candles. She should not make a bracha on candles because you have chashmal doesn't mean anything to the under covered Shabbos. Rami, what? Ayin Shabbos or covered Shabbos, whatever it is. So there's a tshuva and it's Maisha. A Maisha in the tshuva and Chelik Hay Simon Chaf Haistamet. He says, the Imam Mishi says this. Yesh, this is what he says. Yesh la'ayim b'zman hazeh, shiva abom ha'es enikum. When a woman lights candles, it doesn't mean anything to the Vibra Ayin. But where's chashmal? He says, yesh la'adim etzim chila l'chazeres. He himself says the shayla. I don't know why a woman has to light when she lights candles. Why should she make a bracha? So he says, m'chachim le'ma. Yeah, he says, you must say, Mechachem Leima, he says, the Shvir covered Shabbos, Nami Hatzeh Chavah Asaisai. I'll cover Shabbos. What's the covered Shabbos? That's one thing what he says. Now there's another Amosha. That's the Amosha in Igus Moshe. In the Dibbis Moshe, he says even more. In Dibbis Moshe, in Sechta Shabbos, in Perek Beis, Seif Arim Mem Gimel, he says like this, I'm quoting his Lashon. Our minute that women like today, the only reason they like today is not because of any Shabbos, but of covered Shabbos. They light even when there's a lot of light. So why they light? Of covered Shabbos. What does Moshe mean? Lanier's diet, this is what he means. He says, Moshe, you go to a chasana. You go to a chasana. Or to a bris. Or pitting a ben. What do? They light in the head table, or sometimes all tables. They light that light. Why? Because it enhances the cover the
ambiance.
That's too big a word for me. It enhances the atmosphere. Right. That's the right word. It enhances the atmosphere. At this, you light candles. The other reason you light candles also, but also it gives more of a dignified look. Okay. Okay. So, bris you do it by a pinyat ben, and by do by chasnas, you light candles. Because that's the covetous suda that you show the chashivas of suda when you light these candles. So same thing, according to that, who are them bilal Shabbos? The same thing by Friday night. It's covet Shabbos, is mechavet with lakas neres. Even though it's not shaykh the tamas, shekosh reis to heaven, so even it's not nikah, and also it's not nikah, taisus earth, doing kind of mitzvah because now it's covered Shabbos, and we said before already, for one reason alone, covered Shabbos, only Shabbos alone, it's enough to make a bracha. Only Shabbos come out, falls away because you have lights all over the house, but covered Shabbos is enough to make a bracha, and therefore you can make a bracha. The same thing, let me finish. The same thing, Ramosha, the Shlomizamim writes in the Shmishabs and Chosai. Says the same Chiddush. He says in Perek Mem Gimel, Sifchan Kupayin Aleph. He also says the exact same Svar as Ramosha. They don't quote the Bismosha, not Ikus Mosha, but they quote, but they say the same Svar. And he says, and same thing I saw also in Tshuva from Devi Yatsiv. That's the closing Beggar Rebbe. In the Shalos Tshuva, they came out not long ago with Tshuva Svarim. So I looked at him to see if he says anything. In Shalos Tshuva, Devi Yatsiv, Archai Chelagal, Sim Kuchov, Seif, Aizdalat, Aizay. It says also, it's Mechavet, the same Svar of Shlomo Zalman and Ramosha. The Shmir Shabbos Chosra says a second reason, which is not Poshit. He says another reason why, the reason why a woman can make a bracha when she lights candles, even though it's light there. He says, all nashim nesuos, they're makbid v'mayit to light on this mitzvah. And they will cover on himself, ad lakas neres, v'kavet Shabbos, any acholaitim shuhu, he says. So maybe even, so if it came, like it's a mini choshev, to yimaitim neres, for shem mitzvah and to make a bracha on it. Which is a big chiddush. He says, even though mitzvah, you don't make a bracha, but since women like to do it, then they, and it feels very important, so maybe they lots to light with a bracha. Huh? Yeah, not poshut. Huh? Yes, minhag is even by minhag, which Chazal talk about, Rosh Chodesh. The many shaynim hold you don't make a bracha. It's a minhag of Moshe Halal. I'm Rosh Chodesh. Don't a minhag. The many shaynim hold you don't make a bracha. We know it's a bracha because it's not. But not poshut on a minhag. Not poshut on a minhag. You can say bracha so fast. What?
A man wouldn't make a bracha then in that case.
What do you mean?
Oh,
right at home. Right. Couldn't have reason that also men would make. Yeah, couldn't have reason. But on my side, it's a shver reason. But it is the first reason. Like I said, that Kovet Shabbos, you do it by this, you do it by a chasna, you do it by a pigadem. So you do it also for Kovet Shabbos, you do it. I think it's a very stark spot. Let me finish. Let me just finish, okay? However, in the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa himself, in Pegman Gimel, in Siflam and Al, he gives three eights. Kiviyaitse all sheetas. One eitzah is that a woman, before she lights candles, she should turn off the electricity. And after, when she lights it, she should light. Turn off the light. Let me finish. I'm giving the shiur. And afterwards, she should tell, one of the bias tell one of the members of the family turn on the lights. That's one answer. After she lights, right. She tell, but after Shabbos already. After she lights, she tells someone to light candles, because she's a Kabbalah Shabbos, she can't do it anymore. But other members of the family, I'm a Kabbalah, so you can light. That's one answer. 1 second, be patient. The second answer is you should put on a time clock. And I put the lights, turn the lights off. Put on, if you have no one else to light, or you don't want someone else, whatever, they went to shul already, so you should put on a time clock that they should go on after she lights a Shabbos lamp. And she have lights there, she have both. The third thing is that a woman should light the, before Halakas Neis, she should turn off the light, turn on the light, and then light Halakas Neis, and she be chayv with the bracha. She should be also on the chashmal also. She should go on the chizzy also. So like this, you cover your bases. 1 second. We're not finished yet. It's not partial. We're not finished yet. Okay? This last answer that we should do is a woman should turn off by turn on the light and the b'chamah the bracha to the b'shvi also on the chashmal. This last answer in the sefer Shvus Yitzchak in Chel Ches Simon Perdalid Ice Base brings down that he heard this third Eitzah from Shlomo Zalman from Eliashiv. And in Emerson, I once asked the Einikloch from Ramosha, and said Ramosha used to do that. He used to turn off the light, and then after his lights lit Shabbos lit, he used to turn it on. That's what Ramosha used to have. And the same thing brings down in the Sefer Emissi Yaakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky. In Archaim Simei Sam Gimel Ois 274, he brings down that's how Yankov was noig in his house. That he used to, the someone she used to light, his wife Rebbe used to light Shabbos lit, and then after he should turn on the light. And the same thing in Shal Shul Deviyatzev Nerchayim. No, he turned on. And also send this piece out, the Shal Shul Deviyatzev from the Klosenberg Rebbe, Nerchayim Chelgal, Dennis Simon, Kuf. Give me a hand right here. Kuf Yotes, Eisvav. What is the, let me just finish. I'll take questions in a minute. Nanir Daiti, what's the reason of the third shita? What's the reason why they say this eitzah? There's a machloikas ha-paiskim if a chal yates in their Shabbos with electric lights or not. Let's say if I'm in a place, I can't listen in a hospital, they'll never light a candle there. Or in a place where, in a nursing home, or whatever place, in a place where you're in a hotel, sometimes hotels, they won't let you light anything. Unless you don't ask, sometimes you can do it. But without a cloud, you don't light lights. So can you be right with electric lights near Shabbos? And secondly, can you make a broch on it? It's a big machleike sapaiskim. Big machleike sapaiskim. I mentioned the shitas. There's a children based Yitzchak in Yerdei Chelakal Simikuchov Aitei. And same thing he speaks out in Yerdei Chelabei Simlam Aleph, then Rashmota, that you're allowed to use chashmal, electricity, and we make a brach on it. And the yaitz of the chayv and mitzah alokas deres. And same thing vice says, Rav Chaim Meisen, Achieza, and Chayvadal, Simavav, and same thing that says, vice says, Simi Yaitza. Same thing speaks out, the Chulim Lam Rahayim, and Chayvadal, Simim Zayin, and same thing speaks out, Chulim Machza Avram, Chayvadal, Simim Aleph, and same thing speaks out, Chulim Hatzvi, Chayvadal, Simim Kufnam Gimel. Dikas, it should be right. What's the difference? I use candles or use a chizzy? Dikas is right. And same thing speaks of Hankin. They used to say also of Hankin, but now it's printed. They just printed all the chuvas for Hankin, Baruch Hashem. So in the Sefer, Chas Chuvas, Gurus Eliyahu, Chel Galsim, Samches, and Ois, Hey, he says clearly, you're allowed to, if you have no meres around, you can light meres, you can light with chizzy, you can light with a bracha. And same thing speaks out of Neuvik, in the Shmish Shabbos, in Perek Mem Gimel, Siv Dalet. And same thing speaks out about the Yosef, in Chelgal, Sim and Dalet, and also in Chelchei, Sim Chav Dalet. And same thing, in Shvus Yitzchak, in Chelches, he calls to Vayashiv, that can make a bracha also. So all these sheets hold, that if you have electricity, that was lit before Pagam Incha, and you want to be Yosef with electricity, so you do is you turn it off, and then you turn it on, and you makabel, and a woman can make a brach on it also. And like that, she's makabel Shabbos. That's the shitas of Mekilim. However, there's a Chuvas Mashag in Chelbei Simon Kuvzayan that says and argues. He says, since it's not Eish, there's no Shemen, there's no Eish, you should light without a bracha. Same thing speaks out Har Tzvi. In the Pesach Tzvi Frank in Chelik Beis and the Simcha of Dalet, he brings down from the Rakachava that someone heard it, Neman heard from the Rakachava that you don't make a bracha, that you don't make a bracha as Shabbos and Chashmal, since it's not called Eish, it's not considered your lighting. And same thing, because the bracha is Lahadik Ner. And Chashmal is not still a Hadlik. And same thing, he speaks out again, Mikra Kodesh and Hanukkah, the same thing also. And same thing, the Shoyim and Tzimah Alocha, and Tzimah Ayahes of Kodzayim being down, and Mishmid Yazil, and Kudus Eliezer, the Amachma. And same thing, he speaks out, Levul Shemotcha, and Chedah Gimel, Tzim Nun Tess. And the same thing, he says, with Shlomo Zalman, not like of Neuvet. Sometimes he argues on Shlomo Zalman. So he argues with Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Zalman self-held, that you cannot be Yaisa, with chashmal. Why? He said, he makes a chiluk like this. It depends where the chashmal is coming from. Regular chizit say in this room. You turn it, it comes from a central, whatever it is, where the chizit comes in. So that, you have no bias over it. And each regular is, makes new electricity. So it wasn't, when I make the bracha, it's not, when I make the bracha, time is lining the electricity, it's not the same electricity anymore. It's new electricity coming constantly. So in Mela, he held that what he called that you cannot make a bracha on a stomach chizzy. The only thing he held that only if it's battery operated. Because why battery? Because all the electricity is in the battery and you have it in front of you. So like the shushka. So once it's all here. It's all here, then you can make bracha. And the Ramesha, Balpeh, exactly the same svar, like Abshon Zalman. The Chamda, the same svar. He says, not the shushka, he holds battery operated, it's okay. Huh? Battery operated better, right. You can make a bracha. But it's not battery operated, you can't make a bracha. And that's what both hold. So Moshe, let's say, in the hospital, they have these plug-in electric lights, and you can't make a bracha. Today, Baruch Hashem, they came out with a new type. I have it in my house already. It's for traveling. It costs, I think, 60 cents, 70 cents. They have now small lights that are battery operated. It's for 1,000 hours, I think. And it lights up. It lights up like a candle. Huh? No, it's a battery. Everybody, it doesn't make a difference. It lights up and it's battery operated. It's yours. Of course, only some Iron Wolf now uses it in all the hospitals for the patients so they can be able to make a bracha. Anyway, so come back according to this, that a person, so to machlekes can be yaseh with chashmal or not. However, if a woman lights candles and plus she has a mind also chashmal, then you yaseh chol adei. So right now you kind of cover Shabbos and then Shabbos in the house. Now, ask your question.
Okay. Starting with the most recent, the reason the electricity coming from Con Ed is the reason why.
Right, it's not good.
What about gas, like, let's say, using a gas stove?
Same thing. That's the only thing. It's coming from somewhere else. Okay. You're not a bias on it.
Okay, next thing, isn't the fact that she has to make the cover her eyes in the cottage?
Yeah.
Does not cover any showers or
no? This covers her eyes. It should be able to see awesome. Like Ramo says, these women cover their eyes because first they light the candle, so you don't want to have an open, so she'll be able to see awesome. That's why they cover their eyes. Uh-huh. That's what Ramo says. Okay.
Is there a reason why certain
that's a different shiloh. We didn't talk about it, but if you're mentioning it, interesting. There's a whole machlekes that place Kim when a woman lights candles. When is she mekabel Shabbos? Is she mekabel Shabbos with the bracha, or is she mekabel with the lighting of the candles? If you hold the lighting candles, then she can't blow out this match. But if she lights with the bracha, so normally she blows it out before she makes the bracha, because the match is going to burn her finger if she keeps it too long burning.
Or it'll burn the tray when she puts it.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we hold, the Canadian, most places seem to hold, the ikka is the bracha. The bracha is the kabbal Shabbos. They say, so make the bracha so I can blow out the match. When you hold the ashikas at home, the lighting is Kabbalah Shabbos. The lighting is Kabbalah Shabbos, then you can't blow out the match. You have to have someone else blow out the match, you just put it down and let it go out by itself without starting a fire.
So she wouldn't be able to use one of those reaching lighters.
So why are we not for it?
But then it's not going to be able to see us. Along with their chica, they can't make a bracha anymore.
Why?
No, that's
how
you cover your eyes.
No, that's how you cover your eyes. Yeah, you cover your eyes not to have an off from it.
No,
all
right. It's just on the hand of the king.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But you cover your eyes right then. Yeah, right, it's on. Right, okay. Yeah. Yes?
What do you gain by turning the electric light on if you have light from the outside, you have light from other rooms? It's already light. So you're not
but it's more light. You still have more hanah. It's still, if you don't have lights in the room, even if it's not a cloudy day, still you have more enjoyment because it's more light. Just turn off the lights in your room and you can see better with the light on, so you have more hanah from it. Yes.
Presumably, if you're powered by a generator, you have the same thing as a generator operated light, no?
A generator is just, it's all there. If it's all there, then economy, yeah.
Convention, lighting candles.
Convention. That's on, it's not for this week. Next week, we know what we'll talk about. Convention, we'll be talking about it. I don't think we have time for that. Yes.
You mentioned that Rav Moshe personally would go ahead and have the lights turned on before his wife lit and then turn on afterward. But since when Yom Tov comes and then Shabbos, he wasn't able to do that either.
We're going to talk about it. We'll get to that. That's the next. Mamish, next thing. Next thing. Yes. Yes. What?
As far as putting out the mat, sit down and not blow it out.
Because most shittas hold the brachas. Because most shittas hold like that. It's the brachas in Kol Shabbos. There are the shittas like that. We don't pass them like that. The Rosh Paiskim hold is the bracha is the kabbalah is the kabbalah. No, it doesn't make a difference. It's a good order. You know, he's asking a good question. What type of, you use both? Can you use a regular? That'd be, because cholesterol is okay, like these lights. Would that be good? If you hold it, you can make a bracha on it. If it's for Shabbos, for, then let me just highlight it. Cholesterol, not cholesterol. As long as it's light. On Motzei Shabbos, there's a serious problem. Because on Motzei Shabbos, it has to be mamish esh. So you have to, it has to be dafka, a bulb that you see through. If it's covered with white, you're not, what's it called? Incandescent bulb, you can't make Abdullah on the light, on these lights. It's only dafka that say, you could see the filament. You have to be able to see the filament. If you don't see the filament, you can't make, even the sheet is a light, hope you can use a bulb, that's only if you can see the filament. But if you can't see the filament, and cold stain, if it's something like this, like fluorescent, when there's no filament even, now today they are making filaments, so you can't see it. Sometimes the new bulbs today, they're starting to make the filaments, I'm told. But it doesn't make a difference, you can't see it. So you can't use for Abdullah. But for Shabbos, since the thing is, because there you have to see, because by Abdullah, you have to see Eish. So you have to see a filament that's lit up. That's a Mamish Eish. However, by Friday night, for Kabbalah Shabbos, for a woman's lighting candles, as long as there's light, because light, no matter by hookah, by cook's light, what's the difference from filament or no filament? As long as it lights up the room, then you accomplish what you have to do for Shabbos. Yes.
What's
the mila that you see if you turn on the light after the white bracha versus yourself doing it just before the lift?
What's the mila versus one another?
I don't know.
There
probably is no
dunaf
kamina.
Second thing,
like a quicker
thing, even
the
covered Shabbos, when you have lots of
guests
in one room, you know, in a house or
that. I don't think we'll get to this week.
Why do you think about why
do you think
you
do
it together? Why
do you think
bracha?
We're going to talk about that's big machlokes apaiskim. I think I have a list for. Yes, if we get time, I have to say it this week, okay? It's on the list. Any other questions? Okay, next. All right. Let's say if someone has no candles. Don't ask this question. Someone has no candles. All he has is chashmal. When it comes to covered yontif, so if you hold, you can light for yontif. If it's Shabbos, you can light for yontif also. What do you do? So there are shittas to hold, we mentioned, there are shittas, many shittas fights to hold, you keep like a mah. We're not not to make. From Zama Mosh holds not to make, we don't make. But let's say, if someone wants to make a bracha, or let's say without a bracha, she's in a place, they're in a place where you can't light candles, or they have the electric lights. What do you do the second night yantif? What do you do the second night yantif? On the first night yantif, you turn off the light and turn on. But on the second day yantif, what could you do? What do you say there? Or let's say, if Yontif comes out, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. What do you do? Erev Shabbos, how do you light? The Chayit is an Eitzah. The Chayit is an Eitzah. Anyone can think of an Eitzah? Huh?
Cover with a blanket.
Ah, very good.
Shabbos light.
So, one second. What do you mean Shabbos light?
Night lamp.
Oh, same thing. Then throw it to him. You cover it, you block it over. So the chayit is a swear to say, before Yontif, cover up the chashmal, let's say like the Shabbos, and cover it up, and then, when it comes to my locker, take off the cover, you have oil, you have light now. So the chayit, that's, you can remember that, the mitzvah of locker snares. And according to Shittas and Hod, you can make a bracha chashmal, so maybe the chayit, there should be a reason you should be able to do such a thing. Chayit! No? Beautiful reason.
How long do you have to
cover? 1 second.
How long do you have to cover it for?
Huh? Until you need it, until you make the bracha. Huh? That's your problem. Fire hazard, we're not talking about fire hazard. We're talking about Shabbos and Yantar. Huh? Huh? No, you have to have it covered from before Yantar until next day, until second day Yantar. So you need to cover a box. You know, you have to use seichel also. Not to make a fire hazard. You put a big box on it. It's covered and it doesn't come close to the box. It won't start a fire. Huh? What do you mean?
Right.
Okay. Also. All right.
Covering it mixed with is also good, so it's like
All right. No, whole thing. Anyway, so in the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, in Peg, Mem Gimel, Sifkon Chavzayin, and Kufzai Tez, he brings out Shmir Mizamen, Mestava, you cannot do this. This Eitzah is not a good Eitzah. Why? Because if he could make a bracha, and if he could do such a thing, then on Shabbos itself, let a woman, let's say she's busy. What she do is someone should turn on the lights to put a box, cover with a box, and then later when she's ready, 15 minutes after night time, and she didn't have a chance to make a, let her pick up the box to make a bracha. The chayy should be such a thing. And it's not mistava, they can make a bracha when his mind went to us to light already. And secondly, he says, this is Shlomo Zalman says, it's iyashu to say, yitivano lahadik. See, I should say Sivan al Havik. His man went also to the. And also, he says it doesn't mention any place the Shumakim this Eitzah that should cover fire, to cover the light, or fire, and Megala again. And same thing, he speaks out again of Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Alich Shlema in Reis Tamigimel, Yitches Oizbeis. I saw, on this Shabbos, I saw in the Chashuche Hamad, Shabbos Chav Gimel and Masechta Shabbos Chav Gimel and Beis, he brings two strong riyas to Shlomo Zalman. The din is from the Mishnah Berurah, after the Mishnah Berurah, and it was surprised that Shlomo Zalman didn't bring these riyas. But anyway, these two riyas he has. It says that if a woman is going to a chasna, old times used to be, today you don't have it, but old times used to be people couldn't afford a chasna, so they made a chuppah right before Shabbos. The Shabbos saved the money. The Shabbos meal was the suit of Shabbos. Then they invited 10 people at the end. And that's how they lived. They lived happy ever forever. They lived okay.
They didn't get any gifts.
Huh?
They didn't get any gifts.
No one could afford the gifts anyway. Everyone was poor. So anyway, so he says. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that woman has to go to chuppah. She doesn't want to kabbal shalos from chuppah. She should what? Since she might have to do something after she goes to the chuppah, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Shrei Sam Gimel Sifkon Chaf Aleph, after Tfagah Mincha, she should light before she goes to the chuppah, and she make a bracha where tonight she has not mekabel shalos adlocha, because if the adlocha is the makom tzayach, you will matter. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The chaya, we have to come on to the eitzah of lighting after Pagah Mincha and going away and so on and come back later. There's a partial Eitzah. She should light even before Pagah Mincha the candles, cover with a box, and after she comes home she can pick up the box, and that's how they'll light up the house to come Shabbos. Since they don't mention this Eitzah, this Masha doesn't help. Another Raya brings from him, another Raya brings from Mishnah Berurah from Sifkan Memchet. He says, it's also to Madek, the Mokon. Let's say if I light a place where I can't use the, I won't use the candles, and I bring it afterwards to a place where I'm going to use the candles, you're not Yetzer. You're not allowed to do it. Why? Because you pass in, just like you find by Hanukkah, Hadlok Eisem Mitzvah, so you find by Hanukkah, by Shabbos lift also. So it is where you light it. And therefore you have to blow it out and light it over again. But if I live in a place where I do need the light, but I want the light somewhere else, then I'm allowed, like anywhere else in the house, then if you're allowed to move from one place to another place. So chaya, according to this, it's a kosh king. If you're a madlik before Pagah Mincha, you cover the box, it's like shledim kaimam, and it doesn't help. So in Mela, he has two strong riots that doesn't help such a thing, covering with a box, and then take it up, make a bracha, it doesn't help. Okay. That's that. The new Indian. What? Huh? Yeah, but when I pick it up, that was a ban. That doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make a difference. Right now, until now, there's no light. Now there's light, so I'll make a bracha now. What's the difference when I did it? Yes. That's different. Huh? What?
Tries to pull this kind of stuff. She's going to cover this kinyanim and the.
That has nothing to do with this. That's the kinyanim. We're not talking about that. I was talking about. Listen, in old times, the chasin took as long as it takes today. Today, after people walking up, It's all the whole chuppah takes a half hour. I'm always to take 5 minutes the whole thing from beginning to the end. Huh? All right.
The Lamaisa
start for, do you make a
on the
We hold the Dina, Rabbi Shemizam, and you don't make a bracha on electricity. So let's say you're stuck in a hotel, so I tell people always, on a hospital, whatever it is, they should turn off the light, a woman should turn off the light, turn on, without a bracha, and that's a Kabbal Shabbos. That's how we hold the Dina.
Now with this new thing, you can make a bracha.
With this new thing, you can make a bracha, right, yeah. Because it's Peshutcha. All right. Alright, no shaila. Interesting shaila, which is negaya many, many, many people. What happens if you have many mishpachas that come for Shabbos? They can eat in your house, and they can sleep in your house. Or married daughter comes to her parents for Shabbos, or to in-laws for Shabbos, and they light together on the table. They light together, right? You have, she has her candles, you have your candles. What do you do? Can they light? That can they all light together in the same room or not? It's a machlokes ha-paiskim. Very interesting machlokes. The Ksais HaShulchan, the Kohen Halacha. So HaShulchan Simla Yindalot, Sifkon Chavdalot, comes up with Chiddush Gadol, and he says, if everyone's eating together in one room, Mikadin, all the guests don't have to light Chanukah. All the married people have to, just the Balabasta. But since, let me finish. Shabbos. I'm done with Shabbos. Friday afternoon. Before Shabbos. When else? I said Shabbos? Oh, it's not Hanukkah. Excuse me. Hanukkah, no. I'm sorry. Not Hanukkah. Shabbos. And Shabbos. Well, one night she said they're spending, she's lighting candles, the housewife, and she has a daughter there, or the Shemir Brachas, a bunch of people eating a suit that they're together. So who lights the candles? Only one, everyone else. So the Ksais HaShulchan says the only one who lights really should be the Baal Busta, and the rest of them are being mighty with her. But since Hadlokas there is covered by everyone who does, how can I, it's not Shabbos without the Eska housewife, without lighting candles? It's not Shabbos. It's nothing. So then they're mitzvah. You make them the faket avishtet Shabbos. So Mela, they should Mela to light with a bracha in Alata. They should tell them they should light without a bracha. And Emerson writes like that to Bianchi from Neskel also. In the Sefer Mesiakov, he says that when he had guests for Shabbos, he told the guests to light in the dining room, and his wife lit in the kitchen. So Weissdeutz, he held a shtickle like this. I don't know if he held the bracha Vatala, if he do it, but that's what he used to tell his wife. That's what's brought down in the Sefer Mesiakov. However, the Shmei Shabbos Kachasa, in Chos of Shem Zalman in Sifkon Kufa and Perit Mem Gimel Sifkon Av in the Meluyim, it's Adina, all the Zugers, all the couples, they eat together in one room, they're Mavlik and they make a bracha, and we're not Choshish for a bracha Batola, even though Mikadin they're Paturim for Alokas Neis, still they light with, because there might be more out of there. And the same thing by Shais the Tila David and Sifkot and Zion, and Sifkot and Zion, he says, the minig, even though Mustafa, she should not make a bracha, but Lamaisa, Ladina, he says, the minig is woman, eat all the woman, make a bracha. That's how. And Moshe says even further. Moshe says even further. Balpeh. First of Peh, then we'll talk what he says in Shuvah. Balpeh, he says, that each one has their own chiyuv. This I heard from him, that each woman has their own chiyuv. They have their own chiyuv to life. Even though the housewife lights, but I have my chiyuv. I just a few candles there. So I stop aside. So what? It looks more nice. More candles are burned there. It looks like a lot more nicer. So Mela, each one has a chiyuv to make a bracha. But in Igus Moshe, in Yeridei, in a behalf of the place, in the middle of Tshuva, Yeridei, Chere Gimel, in all in Yeridei, Chere Gimel, Sin Yedal, Oizvav, he says, Isha, that was the house of a mother. It happens sometimes newlywed. I get the shayla. A woman comes home, a married woman, she's newlywed, she comes home, eats by her parents. And she forgets to light Chanukah. She's home. She remembers she's a teenager. She didn't light when she's a teenager. For Shabbos. She forgot to light Shabbos with. So shayla is, the aloch is, we'll talk about more next week, Berlinetta. Barichas. A woman forgets to light, she has to be right through there. So she gets to light by her mother. So when Moshe writes in Shula, he says clearly, she has to, for the rest of her life, she has to be Moshe the candle. Because she had her own chiyuch. According to Ksoit HaShulchan, certainly you don't have to be Moshe. You don't have to be Moshe. But according to Moshe, you have to be Moshe the rest of her life, she has to be Moshe the candle. Because she forgot to light the Shabbos lit. Forgot to light. So certainly Yagaz on Ksoit HaShulchan, and I'm not sure who argued the Pshlem Zalman, since it's Mika Din, he writes the Peturim, just to know with noise that they make a bracha. So what is Shlem Zalman? Argue much, I don't know. But the Maestro Dina comes on Nafkamina. If you forget to light, if a woman forgets to light, she goes to her parents' house. And she says, it's a machoid, according to Ksesha Shogun, you won't have to be Maestro in there, and according to Maestro, you would have to be Maestro in there. Any questions? No question of this. Yeah?
Moisefar. Before we get electricity, you're right, every candle is Moisefar. You have electricity and you have 20 tea lights next to each other. What is that about?
It looks nice. It looks nice. It looks nice. It looks nice. It looks very nice. I know when the ship come for the yant or whatever it is, it looks beautiful. It's only Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Looks very nice.
It also is
so,
it,
what?
It also is mostly for many houses. Many houses, it is mostly for that one section. It's definitely mostly for
it. It shows a cover, more covered Shabbos. More covered Shabbos. If you'd ask me, I would tell people not to use these travel things. Just better use the regular. If they have, the housewife has extra, candlesticks, to use it, because it's more of a, yeah. Anyway. All right. All right. Next week, Leonardo, we'll talk about conventions. Conventions is a bigger shiloh. Why? Because conventions, you don't like not where you sleep and not where you eat. So, what do? You want to make a bracha or not? We'll talk about that. And also talk about, and so now this case is talking about if you ate at the parents' house, and you sleep in your parents' house. What would it be if you live in the same area, you live a block away from your parents? You eat by your parents, and you're sleeping at home. Where do you light? Do you light at home, or you light where you eat? And other interesting topics. Okay. Also. Yeah.